spiritual man. In 1 Corinthians 2:15 we read, "But he who is spiritual judges all things." Note, in the Greek, this word in the same study in Acts 17, it means to sift, to search, to study the word of God. But he who is spiritual sifts, searches out, and studies all things pertaining to God, for the things of this world are foolishness. But he who is spiritual sifts and searches out and studies all the things of God. Yet he himself is rightly searched out by no one. For who has known the mind of God that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. The spiritual man is identified as one that has the mind of Christ. Paul exalts us, "Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." And by implication, this is not a past state, but one to which we should strive. My daily prayer for years has been, "Align my mind to the mind of Christ, because I know that in my own mind there dwells no good thing." This is not a striving to do things for God in order to please an angry God. This is a striving to be like Christ, because he is the one who pleases God. Until it is his life lived through me, with my self-life nailed to the cross. A lifetime of trying to achieve this in one's own strength will result in failure. And we have an example written in the life of every baby that's born. The newborn babe has the mind of a man, not an animal or an angel or fish or tree. The human child has a human mind, but he lacks human development. Only years of schooling and decades of training will endow him with maturity. Were that child not endowed with a mind, that child could not develop. The babe in Christ likewise has a new life, the new life in Christ. The immature Christian likewise has access to a new mind, the new mind of Christ. But this new life and this new mind must grow and mature into Christ-likeness. And there is one way laid down in Scripture for spiritual growth and maturity. For his physical development, man requires three vital factors, without which that newborn person wouldn't grow. First, food. Second, air. Third, exercise. The spiritual man likewise needs these same three essential elements. And without these three essential ingredients, growth in Christ is blocked. For food, the child of God needs nourishment through the Word of God. For air, the child of God needs prayerful communication with the Father. For exercise, the child of God needs to develop a life of obedience. Eliminate any one of the three and you will remain stunted. This precious combination is the key to unlock the only path to spiritual growth. But many neglect the hidden manna, the living bread and the water of life. Many neglect the day-by-day nourishment of the Word of God. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger or thirst. If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." Many neglect the vital breath of life, which is daily and unceasing prayer. Many neglect the day-by-day in-breathing and exhaling of the Spirit of God. Jesus told us that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Paul told us to pray without ceasing, so that his mind may be formed in you. Oh, and many neglect the exercise of the soul, obedience to his command. Many neglect the day-by-day nourishment of the adherence to his word and listening to his voice. To neglect or oppose any one of this trio is to resist the Spirit of God, to grieve the Spirit of God, to quench the Spirit of God. But until we draw our last breath, we can change, and there is always hope. Every resource that is needful is given, pressed down and running over. Every resource for believers is found in Scripture, mainly in Paul's epistles. But like Martha, are you worried and troubled about many things? Remember, one thing is needed, which is to sit at the feet of the Lord Jesus, and all these things will be added unto you. In her desire to please the Lord and serve him and do for him, Martha missed out. She missed out on sitting at his feet and receiving food from the bread of life. Thy words were found and I did eat them, says Jeremiah. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. Martha missed out on sitting at the feet of Jesus and communing with her Lord. In Psalms we read, as the eyes of the servant look to the hand of their masters, and as the eye of the handmaiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God. And Martha missed out on sitting at his feet and being obedient to his word. Come unto me, all ye who labour.